From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Question: do American teenagers graduate from high school prepared for work or college? Answer: A, yes, by and large. B, no, absolutely not. Well, according to a 10-year study of high school transcripts and student achievement, it turns out to be a trick question. The answer is C, both of the above. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports on the study's findings.
America's high school graduates are earning more course credits, taking tougher classes, and receiving higher grades. This is what researchers have concluded after examining 91,000 high school transcripts from hundreds of public and private schools between 1990 and 2000.
Good morning. I'm Charles Smith. I'm the executive director of the National Assessment Governing Board, and I want to welcome you to a panel discussion on high school courses, grades, student achievement.
Speaking to a small gathering of education associations, teachers, and congressional staffers, Charles Smith, one of the government's top education researchers, pointed out that high school graduates in 2000 didn't just earn more credits in the core subjects, math, science, English, and social studies, but twice as many students took advanced academic courses, especially in biology, chemistry, and physics. The increased workload was roughly the same for whites and minorities and male and female students in all regions of the country. All of this was due in large part to a big push by states during the 1990s to raise graduation requirements. But to truly appreciate just how dramatic this change has been, you have to go back 20 years to a time when most states required only a year of math and a year of science, and not a single state required a foreign language. Students were actually free to choose half of their courses from a list of electives like bachelor living, consumer math, and home economics. For veteran educators, the high school curriculum has been erratic. Katie Harvey is the principal at Bethesda Chevy Chase High, a public school just outside Washington, D.C., in suburban Maryland.
I think we've seen it all, but I think in the last 5 to 8 years, the move to help kids be more competitive so that they can get into some of the top schools in the country is clearly underway. Kids have to have a higher GPA to get into these schools.
At Bethesda Chevy Chase High School, for example, the number of students taking honors and advanced academic courses has doubled since 1999. What worries Harvey, though, is the jump in students' grade point averages here.
Clearly, you can't rule out grade inflation in a high school. We've all had courses where we knew if we took a particular class, we could get an A. And if we took another class or a particular teacher, we're going to have to work a lot harder to get that A, or that we might get a C. And that's a universal problem in all high schools.
That's not the only problem, says Mike Cohen, a former assistant U.S. Secretary of Education in the Clinton administration, and one of the panelists invited to comment on the high school transcript study.
Neither the achievement results we've heard so far today nor the course-taking patterns come close to reflecting what we actually need young people to do. There are a couple of signs that confirm this.
The first sign, Cohen says, is that a third of all college-bound students cannot handle college-level work. So many drop out, says Cohen.
From an employer point of view, more than 60% of employers rate high school graduates' basic skills as fair or poor. So lots of signs that high school graduates are not prepared.
Cohen heads Achieve, Inc., formed by big business to advise states on academic standards and testing. The group is pushing for tougher high school graduation exams. More tests? That's nuts, says Selfie Khan, author of What Does It Mean to Be Well-Educated?
A lot of the way this whole debate is framed troubles me because it seems to be based first on the assumption that a college preparatory curriculum is what's best for everybody. I don't even think it's best for those who are going to college, let alone those who aren't. And second, that harder means better, and that's just not true.
Kahn says cramming more advanced science, math, or English courses into a day encourages the worst, most superficial forms of teaching and learning. And yet, most parents are accepting this uncritically, says Kahn.
Yeah, more students are taking so-called rigorous courses, and the question is, how much are they getting out of them?
Back at Bethesda Chevy Chase High School in suburban Maryland, Principal Katie Harvey says the future of the high school curriculum is not set in stone. And more importantly, the debate is now out in the open.
There's no way that you can hide anything under the carpet anymore.
Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.